How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Tony?
Very well. Tell us your story. What happened when you were in Lansing?
Well, I was in Lansing this last Monday, but that stemmed from other members of the community as well as members of our organization that have been getting harassed and bothered by both the security and the Lansing police while carrying firearms at the Capital Area District Libraries.
Was this firearm concealed, or did you have it in a holster right on your hip?
Mine was right on a holster, carried openly, which is what our group promotes, when I was there on Monday. Other members have had theirs out in the open. We've actually even had members harassed because of suspicion of carrying a firearm, and they didn't, in fact, even have one on them.
And if you're licensed, this is legal.
Yeah, if you're licensed, you know, in Michigan or by another state that you live in, you can carry a concealed firearm in Michigan, as well as you, even if you have a license, you can still exercise your right to open carry, and a library is one of those places that you can legally open carry a firearm that's registered to you without a license.
Scott, why would you need to carry a pistol in a library?
Well, there's many reasons why. A lot of people have feelings whether or not you need to carry, and it's a personal decision. I carry everywhere I go for protection because, quite honestly, as you know, covering the news, you never know where the next strange thing's going to happen, where the next crime's going to be committed. You know, every day in the news you hear of, you know, unfortunate incidents happening, and the first thing you usually hear somebody being quoted is, "I never expected it to happen here." You know, but there has, you know, libraries aren't exempt from crime. Just in the last few years, there's been some of the most horrendous crimes that have occurred at libraries.
Scott, are you in a business where you need that type of protection, or is this just a personal choice?
It's a personal choice. I've carried since I was 18 years old. It's a personal choice that I have made to make sure that I'm able to protect myself. With all the cutbacks that we have, especially now, you're constantly hearing about police departments laying off, you know, more and more police officers every day, and the crime rates keep on rising.
All right, Scott, in the emails and phone calls that we receive, we have folks wonder, there's that battle between protecting your right to bear arms versus carrying everywhere you go. There are folks, including me, who wonder, why would you need to carry in a library, in a school? I have a couple of young kids, and there is a lawmaker who wants to repeal a law that allows, that would in turn allow folks to carry guns pretty much wherever they wanted to. And I just can't understand why you'd need to carry a gun in a school, in a daycare facility, in similar type situations. Explain that to me.
Well, like I said, I mean, crime doesn't cease, you know, to stop because we want to feel good in a certain area. Currently, as it is, Michigan law states that I can't carry a concealed firearm at a school. However, I can right now, and I do, legally, openly carry a firearm in schools.